It almost certainly won't match the numbers that filled squares in Egypt, Tunisia, Bahrain, and Yemen, but a protest that's planned tomorrow in Saudi Arabia seems to be taking inspiration from the Arab Spring. This one's rooted in a campaign to end the ban on women driving in the kingdom. But as Laura Lynch reports, there are much bigger issues at stake.
She's been labeled Saudi Arabia's Rosa Parks. She's also been called a sinner who deserves to be flogged. She is Manal al-Sharif, and she wants the right to drive. A few weeks ago, al-Sharif posted a video on YouTube showing her driving around the city of al-Khobar. Her friend Wajiha al-Huaydir filmed it all from the passenger seat.
It went very well, you know. We drove for about an hour in al-Khobar streets, and people were looking at us surprised, but they didn't really bother us. They didn't try even to follow us or anything.
It went so well, al-Sharif tried again 2 days later, driving in the company of her brother. But the police spotted her, arrested her, then released her the same day. But they came back the next day, after her online campaign calling on Saudi women to start driving on June 17th went viral. Al-Sharif was held for 9 days. She no longer speaks publicly about driving. Wajiha al-Huaydir does, though, and she says the campaign is about more than being able to drive.
I want things to get better for women. I want life to be easier for us, to feel that we belong to this country.
Iman al-Nafjan, who writes a blog from Riyadh, agrees that in the ultra-conservative kingdom, allowing women behind the wheel is a revolutionary idea.
If women drive, it's the point of no return. Once women are allowed to drive, that means that we are no longer the society that we were. That women finally have a voice. They are not dominated by men. They are not controlled by men.
If the newly passionate debate about driving is being fueled by uprisings in other nations, it only underscores the dramatic differences between Saudi Arabia and its neighbors.
In a way, when Arabs are discussing their political rights, the future of their constitutions, like what is happening in Egypt and Tunisia, we find that Saudi debate is so backward.
Madawi al-Rashid has studied Saudi society for years. She's a Saudi who teaches at King's College in London.
When Arab women have participated in revolutions, in real change, they have been very active. Saudi women are marginalized.
Al-Rashid admires the courage of the small number of Saudi women activists, and she understands why they want to drive. But she says what's really needed are fundamental political reforms that would limit the king's absolute power. And Al-Rashid believes that won't happen unless women gather together in larger numbers.
If you have a women's movement that calls for rights beyond driving, beyond selling lingerie in shops, then women are going to have rights that cannot be reversed. And this is the only way I could see to move forward.
Inside the country, though, Iman al-Nafjan says progress has to happen step by step.
If it's recognized that I can drive, then I can ask for other things as well, and I can speak up about other issues.
Last week, 6 women were arrested in Riyadh for driving on an empty street. But al-Nafjan and Wajiha al-Huaydir don't believe many other women will take to their cars in Saudi cities tomorrow, perhaps out of fear. Still, they both expect the king will end the driving ban soon. Professor al-Rashid thinks they shouldn't hold their breath.
If the Saudi population is going to continue to wait for what is called makruma, and that is a royal gift, they've got to wait for a very long time.
Al-Rashid may have a point. It's been 20 years since a group of women were ostracized for driving their cars in protest against the ban. This time around, emboldened by the change they see in nearby nations, some women are hoping this just might be the Saudi Women's Spring. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch.